And now, James Gravel.
Friends are wonderful. In fact, the Bible says, a friend loves at all times, Proverbs 17:17. And that there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother, Proverbs 18:24. Most of us are blessed with friends whom we trust and on whom we can depend. Good friends not only are a joy to be around, but also they can help us to be better people. The Apostle Paul once wrote, "No one lives to himself, and no one dies to himself," Romans 14:7. You may have heard the saying, "No man is an island," which is the point that Paul was making. People have an effect on us. But if friends who act correctly can encourage us to want to act right, what might friends who act wrongly cause us to do? It is easier for us to do something wrong, it seems, if others around us are doing something wrong too. Moses knew that, which is why he warned the Israelites, "Do not follow a crowd to do evil," Exodus 23:2. Many years later, the Apostle Paul told first century Christians, "Do not be deceived. Evil companionships corrupt good morals," 1 Corinthians 15:33. The New King James Version puts it like this, "Do not be deceived. Bad company ruins good morals." Yes, it certainly does. How many people, young and old alike, have ended up doing things they normally wouldn't dream of doing due to peer pressure and bad company? God knows what is best for us because He created us. If He tells us that bad company ruins good morals, we need to take His warning seriously and seek to spend time with people who are good company rather than bad. The simple truth is that company we keep can affect how we act. King Solomon took as wives women who did not share his faith and who led him away from God. As a result, upon his death, his kingdom was torn in two. His bad company corrupted his good morals. Christ, on the other hand, surrounded himself with spiritually developed men who, the Bible informs us, turned the world upside down with the gospel message, Acts 17:6. What type of friends do you have in your life?